When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking about what it means to be a conservative, talking about Russell Kirk's principles. But I got a question for you, Pastor Chatfield. Did you include this question on your test to your students regarding the U.S. Constitution?
I hear you. What? Okay. I don't understand. I don't understand your question.
Here's the question. Did you know and can you prove that the right to wear short sleeves is in the Constitution? Short sleeve shirts is in the Constitution.
No, I can't.
You didn't know that?
No, tell me about it.
Because we have the right to bear arms.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. That came from chiropractor Gary Willie over in Sheboygan. He gives me three or four of them every time I see him, and that was one of them. He said, ask Pastor Chatfield if he knows the right to wear short sleeves is in the Constitution. So
there you have it. Excellent. I sit corrected. You should have known that.
Okay, good deal.
I wanted to talk about prescription. Okay. And this is what Russell Kirk says about prescription is prescribed, beforehand written, beforehand done. Conservatives sense that modern people are dwarfs on the shoulders of giants. When I do this program and when I teach, I'm often saying, oh, Abraham Lincoln said about this, or Jefferson said, or if it's I'm talking about church-related things or Bible, I'll quote some theologian of the past, George Whitefield, believes this, or Jonathan Edwards said that, thinking, well, hey, well, you'll respect Jonathan Edwards. I mean, he was a genius. He really was. He was brilliant. So if I say Jonathan Edwards believed this, I thought you would listen. But modern people, I don't care about who's Jonathan Edwards or who's Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
Or in whatever context it is, And this is the proliferation also of podcasts. And every Tom, Dick, and Harry has a podcast and get two or three guys, and they're just spouting off. And I want to say, oh, yeah, they got 1 million viewers. Do they know what he's saying? Why would I listen to this guy that, why would I? What do you know? Are you educated? And there's not a lot of... there's not a lot of quotations. They're not. A conservative would say this, that modern people are dwarfs on the shoulder of giants, able to see farther than their ancestors, if we can, only because of the great stature of those who have preceded us in time. If I see anything better than Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or John Locke, it's only because I've got the benefit of more history, and I take what they said, and I can see a little bit farther than they could. Not because I'm smarter. No way. And so we're dwarfs on the shoulders of giants. Karl Marx, that's how he was. His was a bold new plan. He was bold. Okay, true. But that is the way it is. Therefore, conservatives often emphasize the importance of prescriptions. That is, things established by immoral usage. No, it's because we've always done it this way. In churches, and this is laughed at all the time. Well, why does your church do this way or that way? And if I answer, well, because we've always done it that way. Oh, you moron. Yeah, can't you give a better reason than that? Well, there are some things that we do And the reason we do it mostly is their antiquity. In other words, this is old. This is established. This is what we do. This is as a modern way of saying, this is how we roll. This is who we are. This is how we do this. And I don't want to change that. I'm not going to change that, because its antiquity is important. That's what ties. And if you throw off all our customs and all our conventions and the way we do the things and protocol and everything,
mm-hmm.
It's dangerous. It just becomes dangerous. And, boy, this knife will cut both ways. And I'll just introduce this now. Yeah, sometimes what President Trump does, I'm it's not even so much the policy. Well, this, that, and the other. I don't know. We've got to be careful here. Because what happens if he's exerting executive authority widely, okay? He's not going to be president forever. What if the next president is from the left and he exerts that much executive order to take us back another direction? Are we going to start crying for separation of powers then? We got to be careful. Now, one of the questions I had on the exam I just gave in government was I wanted the kids to understand separation of powers. We have three branches of government. Legislative, Article 1. Executive, Article 2. Judicial, Article 3. So what's happening now is Article 2, the president is exerting a lot of authority. We talked about this a few weeks ago with his ability to slap tariffs here and there everywhere. And nobody's even pushing that constitutionally, or pushing against that constitutionally. if I were there, I would. Of course, nobody cares what I think, but I'm on the radio, so
you can say what you want.
I can say what I want. Let's be careful here. What if the next president says, "Who needs the World Trade Organization? Who needs any trade? I'm just going to de facto. I mean." By unilateral drop all tariffs on all countries everywhere. End of story. What would we think of that? I mean, can he, by fiat, the next president, create this totally open one world trade without any barrier? Can he do that? Well, I'd say no, he can't. We got to have some laws. But that said, if the president can slap tariffs here and there, and it's not that I disagree with the tariffs, but it'd be way better to have this done in a more, what I would view, constitutional way.
Yep.
The way it used to be done, that the Congress is making laws, president signs, they pass bills, the president signs it,
yep.
And they go into effect. Instead of having the president do all this, because President Trump's not going to be the president forever.
Well, we just talked about that in the previous hour, about these judges, you know, where Donald Trump has had more injunctions by these, you know, U.S. District Court judges than any other more than the last eight presidents combined. He's had more injunctions filed against them, and they're using lawfare basically against them. And Bob from Hillsdale said, why can't Congress get off their butt and codify these executive orders and turn them into bills, pass them in the House, the Senate? We have a Republican majority in both, and send them to President Trump for signature. Why can't they do that?
Well, I'm sure that Mike Johnson would do it if he could, but it takes just a handful of Republicans saying no. And then when it comes to the Senate,
do it. And then when those handful few of Republicans do it, we get to primary challenge them next year and remove them from office.
Maybe, but that may be easier said than done. I can guarantee you the leadership in the House of Representatives, they're looking at that. They would like to do that. Now, the question amounts to this. Should President Trump just continue doing what he's doing? Is it worth it? Maybe it is. But I'm saying we wouldn't want when we get a Democratic president to do these things. I don't know. Here's another point, and we went over this. Marbury versus Madison 1801, I think, is the date. That was where John Marshall first asserted the right of judicial review. And it was the third branch of government, the judiciary, exerting its power, the asserted right of the Supreme Court to declare, at that time, a federal law unconstitutional. Marshall said any law repugnant to the Constitution is void. But now that has been so expanded that they can forbid or stop any state law, even any state constitution. It's way out of balance. But it's been so out of balance, they've been practicing this for 70 years regularly, that now if President Trump says, I'm not going to listen to that judge, period, end of the story. And what if it goes to the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court says, no, President Trump, you got to listen to some lower court district judge somewhere that said your action, you've got to follow the court's ruling. And then what if President Trump says, no, I don't, I will not? Lincoln ignored the court, which he did. Andrew Jackson ignored the court, which he did. I'm not going to do it. Now, here's the problem with that. Now you're throwing up all this 70 years, even though I don't even... Just remind you, everybody, the right of the Supreme Court to declare a law unconstitutional is not in the Constitution.
Right.
But it's been practiced for so long that to overthrow it now may do more harm than good. And you just have to be careful with these things. That goes back to the principle of prudence. We have to be careful with overthrowing all these ways in which we've done things. You say, well, Chatfield, these ways have been unconstitutional. Well, you might be right, but it's what we've done. Now, boy, you got to be careful, because once you discard all these things, do you ever get back to regular order? I mean, like, are we ever going to get back to a bill getting introduced into the House, committee, going over in a regular order and the way things used to be done? I don't know. We're ever going to get back to regular order. And I don't think that's too good, to tell you the truth. I don't think it is. That's what I'm talking about here. here's another thing that Kirk says. He says, it is perilous to weigh every passing issue on the basis of private judgment and private rationality. We got to look at the history. We got to say, what do we do now? We can't just look at this one thing and say, okay, we're going to do this. It's rough. We got to think through everything we're doing.
Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Pastor Jetfield, have you ever read Dr. Michael Savage's book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder?
No. I heard of him. I used to listen to him when he was on the radio. I don't know if he still is.
Oh, he's still on the radio, and he's still living in San Francisco. And, man, he has just – he's been a warrior. But I seriously – I'd like you to read that book, because I know you read a lot, but you have a lot of – books on your pile there that you need to get to. But I'd like you to actually consider reading it, pray on this, to read this book, and then to give me your interpretation on it on the show here, because I read it years ago, and I firmly believe that the doctor has some really good theories, some ideas in there, and I'd really like to get your opinion on it. Because he actually, in the book, claims that part of our DNA, part of what's actually in your genes, causes people to believe in conservative values more than others. And the ones that are missing this gene, actually, they operate on emotion as opposed to facts, as opposed to math, as opposed to science. Conservatives tend to believe in truth and evidence. Show me some facts. I'm not going to believe what you're saying unless you show it to me and you can back it up with some type of historical data or some kind of mathematics, some kind of science, some kind of statements that at least that support your position. And I'd really, really appreciate it, because I've looked at and I've spoken with liberals. They're not friends. I come in contact with them. And the way they operate is a lot of that in his book is based on emotions and feelings as opposed to facts. You present them with facts and they sit there like deer in headlights, like they're shocked. They can't move. They can't answer. They can't even speak. I was debating a farmer in Antrim County. And we were putting up, we have a school millage, five of them in Antrim County on May 6th for more money, more money, more money for these schools. And one of them is Central Lake. I know you know where Central Lake is there, just north of Bel Air. And
yes.
It's an old school, very old building. I think it was built in the late 40s, early 50s. They want $15 million to put into that old dilapidated building in a declining student population. They're down to 212 kids. That's it. All grades in the school is 212 children, and they want to spend $15 million updating that old building as opposed to, you know, joining Bel Air schools, which have great school buildings just down the road a piece. consolidating these school districts, putting them together, using their buildings. Yeah, you might have to put the kids on a school bus, but it's only like a 10-minute ride down to Bel Air. And I was putting up a sign. He literally pulled his tractor over on the side of the road, opened up the door to the cab, and started yelling at me.
Yeah.
What's your alternative? What do you want to do? We got to save the school. And I'm like, okay, can we talk rationally here? Well, you don't have any ideas. I go, yes, I do. And he said, what? And I said, consolidate the school district with Bel Air and use their more modernized school buildings just down the road. His look on his face was like total white deer in headlights. He just froze, and he said, well, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea. We ended up talking for 47 minutes, and by the end of the time we got done, he's going to think about what I said, and he might actually vote against the millage. It was like, why is it that they just don't think about other options or common sense solutions? It's all about emotions and feelings, and we got to save the school. I'm sorry, I just don't get it.
I kind of see that. I have on Facebook, I have friends I went to high school with who virtually they don't put pictures of their family or, and every, I mean, there's such a moral, insane hatred of President Trump. I'm kind of almost worried about him.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't think straight. They are not thinking straight. You can criticize this or that. We can talk. They don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk. Now, let me have you one more thing. This is not by Kirk. This is by somebody writing about Kirk, and it's good. His defense of tradition is theoretically substantive. It is grounded in historical knowledge. That's one thing about, see, we can't ignore our history. Okay, he continued. He rejects neither sentiment nor reason, but he insists that each should be tethered to historical experience in the form of prescriptive wisdom. Okay, all right. In other words, we're thinking, we're talking, but we got to go back and look at history. We got to see what this produced. I mean, that's why we study the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution. That's why we look back at the United States Civil War, the American Revolution. That's why we know our history. That's why we know our political history. Now, when we're seeking to go forward, we've got a prescription. Oh, some wise men said this, that, and the other. Yeah, we tried. They tried this and that. Didn't work. Hey, we don't want to go down that path. But if you break away all history, and you're just going to, every issue, you're going to look at your own, what you think to be superior intellect, boy, then we're heading to a brave new world that we don't want to head down.
Amen. Amen. Good conversation. Greatly appreciate the lesson plan. We're going to be carrying church live, Pastor Chatfield, every Sunday from 11 to noon. If you can't make it in person, check it out on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Pastor Chatfield, we appreciate you, man. God bless.
God bless you, Randy.
Thank you.
Final hour
to
today's show. We'll be right back
with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again,